Last night's council meeting, one of the things that was passed was that you're going to ask the state government to contribute a bit more to the coastal pathway. In particular, when we're talking about the areas that where there's erosion and things like that going on.
Well, that's one of the issues that we're debating and discussing with the state government, is that where there's erosion and there's substantial work, we believe that that should be their responsibility. That's protecting their roadway. And we're not prepared to assume liability for that part of the project. The rest of it, yes. That part, it should be a state government responsibility.
They've been resisting a fair bit, though, haven't they? They haven't really said they're going to do anything with that.
Well, they've provided money for it, so they acknowledge there's a problem, but at the same time, we can't put that risk on our community. If the project's properly designed and it's protecting the roadway, that's, as far as we're concerned, that's state government infrastructure that needs protection by them.
Okay, fair enough. Anzac Day is fast approaching, and of course it was all cancelled last year because of the pandemic, and it looked like it was going to be cancelled again this year, but now we've come to an arrangement so that it will be able to go ahead.
Yeah, look, it's happening on at the Burnie Park Cenotaph. Unfortunately, the commemorative marches will be restricted to veterans and band participants only. However, the community are encouraged to attend the civic service and participate in the wreath laying ceremony.
Okay, so that's at 11 o'clock on Anzac Day, of course, which is April the 25th. We saw some media a couple of days ago, Steve, about some illegal dumping at Ridgely. That's terribly disappointing, isn't it?
Are aware of what they were doing. It wasn't probably a public citizen. It looked like a builder had done it. So most disappointing. And it not only impacts on the immediate neighbourhood, but everyone in the community should be safe. And whoever did this is a coward and should actually front up and not do it again and potentially pay a fine.
Yeah, and the penalties are fairly significant too. So just people are taking a hell of a risk by doing that. If they're worried about, you know, just purely the financial side of it, and hopefully they've got a bit of an environmental conscience and they'll think of not doing it at all. But, you know, surely you'd think that the fines would be a big enough deterrent.
I mean, just sit back and reflect if somebody did it on their property, what they'd think about that.
Yep, they wouldn't be happy, that's for sure. The Burnie Print Prize will be announced, I believe, on Friday night, or was that last Friday night, the winner of that?
This Friday night.
Yep.
So the countdown's finally on, and it's our flagship exhibition. The award's a $15,000 award. It began in 2007 and is held biannually, so we're looking forward to some great art.
Yeah, and the exhibition opens on Saturday, but the winner will be announced on Friday night.
That's right. Looking forward to doing that one.
Terrific. And school holidays, Steve, they're coming up soon, and the council actually have a school holiday activity program.
Well, we're partnering with Youth, Family and Community Connections to deliver a range of free activities in the April school holidays. The Know Your Odds Scoot, Skate and BMX competition is on again. Free barbecues, surf lessons, skate lessons, art sessions, gaming, laser tag. So it was a good decision of council to actually outsource these sorts of projects, because at the end of the day, there are people who can provide these with more expertise and better. I think we're actually providing more youth services now than we have been in the past. So a good outcome for the community.
And details are on the council website, which is burnie.net. And by people registering, they get the chance to win some free movie tickets and popcorn as well.
That's right. Looking forward to having a good event.
Yeah, great family activities over the school holidays. Steve, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Martin. You have a nice night.